Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence, subpar host of the show.
Are you truly subpar?
Oh, my gosh. It should be plainly obvious. Every day. I mean,
according to the emails we're getting, I'm the one who's subpar.
Well, you're pretty darn bad, too. But, I think subpar is good, though. Remember, you're
playing golf.
Right.
So. However, it has come to have an entirely different connotation. Below average.
I know what it means.
It's great in golf, but not in life.
Well, I don't know. If I were above average at something, would you be less comfortable here? You'd be less...
You are above average. At bad thinking.
Yeah, just okay. I'm above average. I think one of our listeners talked about it. No, it's not here. Okay. But I would be considered a leftist fascist was the text.
Well, you are?
A leftist fascist, right? I guess that must be...
That's a contradiction in terms,
that must
it?
Be like Antifa or something. Well, they're considered... pretty progressive. I'm assuming. I don't really know what they stand
so
for.
So would that be like a Democratic Republican?
Right. Like who's the Democratic Republican in Congress? The senator?
The senator? Democratic and Republican?
No, he's a Democratic Socialist. That's right. Yeah, okay. Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Okay. So, well, let's not do any labeling today. So, I am a person...
Come on. Let's label.
Okay, yeah. I play a bad Democrat on the radio. I listen to a couple Democratic podcasts, and I repeat what I hear. And Joe listens to a couple of Fox News broadcasts and repeats what he hears. And Rob just shakes his head no and answers the phone. So, here we go. The team is assembled.
Well, you've certainly given the audience a real incentive to stay tuned.
We do have nearly open phones today, so give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-795-9565 is our open line. We can talk about the topic of your selection. Maybe there's something in the news or the Republicans have done lately that particularly shows their hypocrisy. Maybe there's something in the news that the Democrats have done that causes you great concern. Give us a buzz about that, or you can talk about local issues. Got a rail trail issue that's pending in Northumberland County. The AOAA has a draft master plan that calls for a rail trail that can next Mount Carmel to Sunbury, since there is an abandoned rail line there. And we've been receiving a lot of contact from residents who say, make sure you stay on top of this. We are not interested in that rail trail, so we can talk about that. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM before you make your statement, and you got 150 characters to make your statement. That's sort of the old tweet threshold, so try to stay under that. Otherwise, the curtailment
happens. This doesn't do what the old program did. Split it up and keep sending it.
Right. And then remember, it would put them in random order, too.
Right, in random order.
So, all right. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. Please do check them out at sunburymotors.com. Do as I'm doing. Now I'm driving another red truck, I've been in a green one. I've been in a copper-colored one. That bronzy copper color that has like a gray mist over it is just the strangest color. In the sunshine, it looks blue, and at nighttime, it looks like a dark gray. But then in any event. So, yeah, they got some F-150s and an Explorer and an Excursion and an Escort and a Taurus and you name it. They got Kia Tellurides, Hyundais, Fords, all set to go to Sunbury Motor Company. So, check one out. I'm going to tell you about one of those vehicles shortly here on WKOK. But open phones, 1-800-795-9565. I'm Statler. He's Waldorf, and we are on the radio.
I was wrong about something.
I'm sure.
And no one really caught it. I caught it yesterday, but one of our listeners, Dick, comes in on the side of it. He says, Joe, if I understand you from Monday, not one penny will come to our area from any infrastructure from the $1+ trillion spending bill passed by an elected Congress. Please explain exactly where the in excess of $850 million to build the Susquehanna Valley Thruway project came from. tell you happily, it came from state funds. It came from the tax, from taking the oil franchise tax, taking the cap off of that. The federal money came from the Appalachian Highway Development Fund, and that was, what, $150 million out of an $850 million project. The majority of it came from the state of Pennsylvania. So there's the answer to your question. Right. Thank you, Governor Corbett. Do you think that is the last improvement needed in the entire central Pennsylvania region on roads, bridges, and the like? Or should we just follow the Republican talking points? Any representative voting to improve the district they come from must be a socialist or a communist. With that kind of thinking, the Republicans would have our citizens fully armed and protected, but living in the Stone Age. Well, here's the error I made. Apparently, there is funding coming from coming to us.
Well, we
and
had
it was
to
announced and yesterday by Senator Gordner, who gave a specific amount of money that's in that plan coming to PennDOT. Do you remember I asked the question, who will be responsible for spending that money? And he said the legislature didn't get its hands on it. It would be going to PennDOT.
Okay.
So I was wrong.
So what's the money?
I forget what amount John said yesterday. I think it was some $65 billion. Or something like that, $165 billion. It was some rather large sum of money. But it isn't going to pass through the legislature. It's going apparently directly to PennDOT.
Okay. And so that could potentially benefit our area,
it
right?
Could.
Okay.
It might not. But, I mean, considering we've already got an $850 million project, and when the Chamber of Commerce, the Transportation Committee, which I'm honored to chair, conducted a survey of members of the Chamber to ask them and their business people, what are the major transportation issues now that we are getting the bypass? What major transportation issues are we facing? There is no major issue. For years, it was the traffic circle and the Bainbridge Street Bridge. Then it became the need for the bypass. Now, the survey that we did concluded that there are a lot of local issues up at 54, up in the Danville area. There's some things up there that need done, and there are a couple of local issues, you know, different projects that would benefit the area. But there's no major project.
How about a wish list, then? I mean, I think it would be great to, every so often, they speculate on a Route 61 connector from the Veterans Bridge to Zimmerman Motors, you know, along the levee and in that region. That would be an add-on. Also, if Route 147 Duke Street in Northumberland could be relocated closer to the river, that would be a great add-on.
They just spent a fortune redoing that whole area. I doubt that they're going to dig it up and start over.
It's again. A wish list, Joe. This is a 50-year plan. This is PennDOT's
5,000-year plan.
No, 50 years. 50 years. But I think if you think big, you can think of more potential improvements on the transportation system. Maybe Shamokin Dam doesn't need any.
I'm not talking about the Burr Shamokin Dam. I'm talking about the area. We did a survey of the area.
Right. I just think if you think big, you can certainly come up with ways to improve the transportation network. What about bike paths around here?
But when you compare,
we don't have any bike paths along highways.
When
we
you
do
compare
have some
major needs,
paths.
In other words, what would you rather see, a bike path in our area or some major project that would ease traffic in the Philadelphia area or the Pittsburgh western part of the state?
Path in our area.
I think these projects, for years, I have argued that PennDOT should have a priority list, and it should be based on independent results of studies of what would really benefit the state in terms of transportation. Mm-hmm. Now, there's no doubt that the Susquehanna Valley Thruway project fits that bill. It completes the major portion, unupgraded portion, of Routes 11 and 15 and Route 15 between the Maryland border and the New York border. So it was definitely needed, and it certainly is going to relieve traffic congestion around here.
When's the new section that's almost done going to be open next year?
Probably late in the year, probably around this time next year.
All right, those connectors are going to be hard to do. All right, so that's that. Well, you know, and I think if you think big, Joe, you can come up with some projects around here that would help. Of course, the idea of a bike path around Lake Augusta would be wonderful if you wanted to think big. If you think small, you'll only think of the big crises or the big backups
around
here.
So what would the benefit of that? What would the benefit of that be?
Well, I think tourism, recreation, transportation.
So people are going to come to the area to ride bicycles. I don't think so, Mark.
See, that's it.
I'm thinking small here,
ladies
but I don't think people are going to come
look
here.
Look up in the dictionary. Think small. There's
hey,
Joe.
Let's go to the central Susquehanna Valley and
the
ride our bicycles.
The way that things are today, that's the way they have to be tomorrow. Please do not try to make any improvements. Especially, Joe, how often do you ride a bike?
I don't ride a bike.
Okay,
well, every day if you count the one that doesn't go anywhere at the gym.
So have you ever considered an improvement that doesn't directly benefit you?
Listen, our transportation committee is working very closely on active transportation. And every your friend Taylor Lightman gives us a report every month. Before that, Sam Pearson did. You know, we're very much concerned about that. But, you know, when you're talking about when you're talking about major projects, that doesn't fall under major. It's something that could be done, and I agree with you, it would benefit the area. Currently, you know, our bike trail is along Routes 11 and 15 along the river on Route 11. That's not exactly where I would want to ride my bike, up the strip, would you?
No, we should have a trail.
Well, there should be something.
Well, the AOAA is considering a trail, too. All right, 1-800-795-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. We're talking transportation, but we can talk other topics, too. Eric's on the line. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. Heading up to Lewisburg, the Miller Center today for our third COVID shot. Folks interested, there's all kinds of places out there giving the COVID third COVID shots for those eligible. Get out and get vaccinated. Not the reason I called this morning, of course, just added that in as a public service announcement. Dan, our buddy Dan called in yesterday and was throwing around all these quotes and everything from this terrible visit to the Washington D.C. prison. And let's admit it, gentlemen, it is a prison. That's where we put people who've been accused of major crimes. We put them in prison. Marjorie Taylor Greene. So I tried to find out, you know, some facts on this. So I looked it up on the internet, and I did find that there is an article from Newsweek. Actually, I think it's today. Talks also about that same issues which Dan was throwing, and he did not know where his facts were coming from. But I'll throw it out, as I always do, Newsweek article online. Please read it for yourself. You call it fake news or whatever. I happen to believe that Newsweek is more factual than most. And it does talk about her visit to the prison. And the prisoners are being sequestered away, I think, keep away from the general prison population, because I think those bad boys down there probably tear them apart. But anyway, they're being kept separate, which I think is for their own safety. Marjorie Taylor Greene is quoted as calling it the Patriot Wing, and that they, when they saw her, looking in their eyes, like looking at people, thought they were forgotten and had lost hope. And they clapped for her and cried when she recently visited them at the, Washington, D.C. jail. Now she's saying that, she's going to be backing prison reform. Joe, a Republican backing prison reform?
What?
How do you think about that?
Donald Trump backed prison reform.
Well, she's cray-cray, though, so she'll change later.
Hello?
She also is quoted as saying that the prisoners are being treated worse than those down in Guantanamo Bay. Joe, do you think we're waterboarding these poor fellows down there in Washington?
You didn't hear me yesterday. I disputed Dan's comments.
No, I did hear you. I did hear you, and I appreciated you. You're also standing up for... some insanity in this whole thing. But I'm trying to provide some facts. They're trying to, heaven help me, back your position yesterday, Joe, against Dan's.
What?
All right, yeah,
you,
I know.
You
I
hang
know.
Up hey, and put the when, real Eric when, on right now.
There I go. I'm losing my forum. But here, those arrested in connection to the January 6th riot were suspected of trespassing on Capitol grounds while attending a protest riot. Several arrestees have said they were, quote, following the orders of former President Donald Trump to stop Congress from stealing the 2020 election by certifying now President Joe Biden's win.
In a manner of speaking, not literally.
Well, that's what they're saying.
Right.
They're following his orders. That's why they're there.
Well, that's what they perceived as their orders, but that's not what the president did.
Yeah, the son of Sam heard a dog talking to him, telling him to kill people. So,
let's go. Thank you. I rest my case. Sometimes herd instructions aren't real.
Yeah, when the dog starts talking to me, I don't follow his word.
But here are the facts, gentlemen, and I love it now I forget who was quoted as saying, well, this continued investigation into the insurrection or the riot is just simply the Democrats' way of trying to take the focus away from President Biden and some of his maybe missteps. No, there was an insurrection last year, and I'm going to keep bringing that up until we get to the bottom of this. But five people died during the riot, 140 police officers. Hello, police officers. Aren't you Republicans usually supportive police officers? Not in this case. Now they didn't do their job. They were overreacting. 140 police officers were injured, including a broken spine, a lost eye, lost fingers. And since that time, also, two of the police officers involved have, due to PTSD, have committed suicide since the riot. Which way is it, Joe? Are the Republicans, are they supportive of our police officers and trying to protect us?
Well, Joe only plays it.
Or only the ones that kind of serve your agenda? Which way is it?
Yeah, they support the police. You're taking one or two people and turning it into an indictment against every Republican, and that's such a false logic that it really is beneath you, Eric.
That only works when you're talking about Democrats.
I'm only going overboard the same way that Dan did yesterday.
Well, I didn't go overboard. I think the Republicans did not.
I agree.
It wasn't the Republicans who are yelling to fund the police and who are now forced to backtrack that claim or that policy. You know, the Republicans, I think, generally support the police, but in some instances, I've heard Republicans condemn what happened with some of the shootings of black people, unwarranted shootings of black people in other communities. It's not all black and white, really, and I mean that in terms of who supports the police and who doesn't support the police. I'm not talking about race. But it is something I think most people realize now, that the police are our protection. I mean, they're here to protect us. They're not here to kill us or to maim us. But, you know, sometimes people make mistakes. Sometimes people do bad things.
That's very, very true, and I'm very supportive of the police. I'm just trying to present a different position in direct contrast and maybe as far to the left as Dan is as far to the right, and we seem to accept and be permissible of people like Dan on this show, and I'm presenting the opposite end. I'm also tremendously in support of our police and the very tough job they do. But it seems like when the police aren't acting like, in this case, I've heard many criticisms of the D.C. police after the riot. They weren't prepared. It was their fault. Almost like saying it was the police's fault that those rioters did what they did. When the true reason they did that, because the president, standing on a podium within 300 yards or 400 yards of where this happened, said, turn and attack. Because otherwise, you know, we're never going to be able to get this
now,
right.
Now, there you are. There you are making a statement that isn't true. He didn't tell anybody to turn and attack.
What did he say?
He said to go down there, fight like hell, but he also said go peacefully. He said go peacefully.
Yeah. Fight like hell and go peacefully.
Well, you know, I've been
like
to football.
Hell and go peacefully.
I've been to football games where they're yelling at the team, fight like hell, fight like hell.
Kill them.
You expect them to, they're going out and murdering people and starting a riot?
Oh, yeah, they do. All right. Thank you so much for calling, Eric. Really
look this word up. Here's your assignment.
Here's your assignment, Eric.
Here's your assignment. Look up the word hyperbole.
All right. Go fight, team, win. Oh,
right.
Wait. No fighting. That's an infraction. Hey, we want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. I told you a little bit about them earlier. I want to talk about one particular vehicle that I got to drive. It's the Mustang E all-electric vehicle. It's more of an SUV than the sort of the ultra-sleek Mustang that you're used to. It's certainly not the Mustang Mach 1 that I fell in love with back in 1972 or so. This particular electric Mustang goes about 250 miles on a tank of electricity and gets a gazillion miles per gallon as a result, but has 10-year warranty on the battery. It's just a fabulous vehicle. Drives like crazy, and the acceleration is unbelievable because the electric motors, two of them, crank out power to the wheels without any spool-up power. It's just they turn on the juice and away they go. You could probably, you know, spin the tires if you're not careful. But the appearance is perfect. They have just a great accoutrement of the body, side moldings and things, and the things that go into the vehicle. And a wide range of new colors I never even heard of. But there's no white or black or anything like that. Everything's got the metal flake mixed in with it and just two or three hues layered on there. And it's just multicolored, fabulous vehicle. Got lots of lighting around it, too. Of course, it's all electric. It's got the big screen on the front of it so you can see where you're going. And it's a wonderful opportunity for you to enjoy driving the next generation of vehicles from the Sunbury Motor Company. You can drive the E-Mustang or order up a Ford F-150 Lightning. They'll have it for you in a couple of months, and you're going to be one of the hundreds of thousands of people very happy because of the hard work of the Sunbury Motor Company. Sunbury Motors, sunburymotors.com.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, right in the middle, Tom sent us a note.
Tom says, after listening to Dan yesterday, maybe you could get Ted Cruz and Big Bird to do an encore.
All right, we have an email left over from yesterday from M.E. and a new one from Dick. We'll get to those momentarily, but calls come first. Good morning, Joe, or good morning, Dan.
Good morning, on the Mark. Nice to hear from you.
Stand down.
Hey, good morning, guys. Well, Eric said there were five people killed during the riot. There was one Air Force veteran, a patriot, was shot.
Well, these people died later, not day of.
Right. Well, she was killed instantly there. But it's sad that they can't see what them patriots were trying to do. Now we're stuck with the worst administration ever.
It's brought on by the second worst administration ever.
It's terrible, and anybody that denies it has their head someplace where they can't see. I'm sorry.
The sand?
Would you get your head out of there, Mark?
Yeah, I think it is quite feasible that this is the worst administration ever, depending upon your empirical standards. But it was brought on by the second worst administration ever. That's what wrought this issue.
Bull crap. Trump had the best administration I ever saw. It was even better than President Reagan's because Trump didn't take their BS.
What?
Trump stood up to, and but China was not thinking about going in Taiwan. We had a great administration, but back to the Capitol riot, President Trump had called Speaker of the House Pelosi and told her, he heard there's going to be an attack on the Capitol building. Guess what? She ignored it. She could have had everything ready to protect the Capitol building. So it's in her lap. She did not protect the Capitol building, and it's our President Trump warned her about it. So how's he involved? It's just more Trump hate.
Well, he's involved, Dan, because when the riot was starting to take place, his aides were telling him he needed to go on TV and make a statement about it, but he didn't do it. He delayed it for several hours.
Yeah, and it wouldn't have had to happen at all. If Pelosi would have took his advice, it wouldn't have had to happen at all.
So, in other words, you're excusing the fact that he didn't act by saying that Nancy Pelosi didn't act.
I'm not excusing anything. I'm just saying it's not in Trump's lap, and the left-wing woke and rhino Republicans love to put it in Trump's lap. They won't support the best president ever, and it is not in Trump's lap. In fact, the protesters were agitated by Antifa and planted FBI agents, and that's going to, if they have a real investigation, that'll all come out. They shouldn't have done what they did. Most of them didn't hurt anything, but they shouldn't have went in there. I agree, but I feel their pain. I honestly did. I felt our country sunk once they cheated Trump out of the election.
Right.
Our country sunk, and they knew it. I knew it. Every Republican that has his hat on right knows this election was stolen.
Right.
And my head's not on right, Dan, because I'm
sorry. Well,
yeah, Congressman Keller's head's not on right.
Yeah, a lot of people's heads are on. We're so fortunate to have you tell us the truth, Dan, because the rest of us are just wandering around out here in the wilderness.
Congressman Muser's head's not on right.
You could learn if you could open
your listen
eyes
to Dan, Joe.
Really
well, you could you open yours, Dan, perhaps, and realize that Donald Trump was not descended from the Mount of Olives?
He was a failed human being. All
right, we got to go.
He had a good family life.
We got to get a caller on the line real quick. I got to go, Dan.
Okay,
so sorry. Joe, I inadvertently let Dan go over the limit. You'll get 10 seconds now, and then we'll get you back on after the top of the hour.
All right. Yeah, that's fine. I called the same reason of... that was a reaction to Eric's call, which was just... that sounds like the music.
Yeah, call back, please, call back. We're sorry we didn't get you on.
Yeah,
sorry.
when I mean 10 seconds, I mean 10 seconds. Yeah,
right.
Sorry. That was foolish. I wasn't watching the call screen. Okay.
Well, that's because you just don't know what's going on. Dan told us.
Right. He's 100% right, as always. Okay, just ask him. All right, we have open phones. We'd love to talk about your topic during the 9 a.m. hour. This is WDKOK Sunbury.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Call 1-800-795-9565 or email onthemark@wkok.com. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Joe McGranahan.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. I'm Mark Lawrence. If you wish to weigh in on the topics we just discussed, the January riot was brought up and 6 deaths attributed to that, according to one of our good callers. If you count individuals who died in the weeks and months afterward, or those who died of suicide from the PTSD from the entire traumatic event. We also talked a little bit about the transportation needs in the valley. Joe's, of course, as you would imagine, backing off his hyperbolic statement that not a dime of that money in the $1 trillion plan will come to our area, although he still says we absolutely positively don't need any bike paths around here.
Didn't say that.
We don't want any alternative forms of transportation.
Didn't say that.
It's a verbatim.
It's your cockeyed interpretation of what I said.
It's Lawrence Batum, okay, which is a little bit different. All right, so we can talk about that. But, the topic of your selection, more subpoenas went out.
The word caca comes to mind.
More subpoenas went out for people who were in President Trump's inner circle, including his body man got subpoenaed. That's a reference I learned today. CBS first used it, and it's actually from the AP copy that they were reading. And it refers to that personal aid that's there with your, whatever you need, taking care of any unmet needs, clothing changes or telephones or things. Contacts. They call him a body man. I never knew that, but apparently that's vernacular for these muckety mucks. So,
it's a muckety muck, is it?
Yes, yeah. You and I don't have a body man.
I don't have a muckety muck either.
I have a backpack. That's my body man. It has a spare battery in it, and that's it. All right. So those are the topics. You're welcome to elaborate on those. One of our listeners sends us a note that has Congressman Keller and Muser in the subject line, or in the first sentence anyway. And another listener talks about a so-called peaceful protest. And so we'll try to read that ASAP. You can text us at 70236, include the keyword OTM in that text, and that's how you can get through to us in that manner. You're welcome to email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Our toll-free line is open, too, 1-800-795-9565. That's 1-800-795-9565. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company. We do have some news headlines. Two people from Cramer have been arrested arrested in a shaken baby case from Snyder County. Middleburg police investigated the case and announced the arrest of 28-year-old Jennifer Latchett of Kramer and 34-year-old Gregory Latchett. The two reportedly admitted shaking the injured 9-month-old on 2 occasions. The child has been suffering seizures, brain bleeds, and retinal bleeding, according to police. The two are charged with aggravated assault on a child. The discovery of 2 bodies of young girls missing for years and buried in the backyard of a Pennsylvania home has led to the arrest of 3 women. Authorities identified the body of 6-year-old Nicole Snyder and 4-year-old Jasmine Snyder of Old Lycoming Township, Lycoming County. Monday, the girl's mother, 32-year-old Marie Snyder, and her partner Echo Butler, age 26, have all been arrested on child endangerment charges. And Penn Live this morning reporting that 48-year-old Michelle Butler also facing those charges. She's the mother of Echo Butler. They're charged in connection to the deaths with child endangerment. And police say there is an open homicide investigation there now. The state Senate has approved a pair of gun rights bills that Governor Tom Wolf says he will veto.
One of the bills passed by the Senate would allow anyone to sue a municipality for enacting gun safety measures which are stricter than existing state laws. Senator Doug Mastriano says the other bill would make Pennsylvania a constitutional carry state.
This legislation simply puts law-abiding citizens who are otherwise legally able to possess and carry a firearm on equal footing and codifies the inherent right to carry a firearm into statute.
But Senator Sheree Street opposes the bill.
This bill makes it easier for people who should not have a gun to be walking around with them. That means people are going
to
die.
The bills now go to the House. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
And WBRE and Nexstar reporting that the death rate in conservative areas is climbing from COVID-19 versus blue areas. October saw the largest differences to date, with 3 times as many residents dying of COVID-19 in Republican counties, where most people voted for Trump, than those who supported Biden. It comes as the vaccination and COVID-19 issues are increasing. Increasingly polarized in the U.S. WKOK News Time, it is now 9:11 a.m. Of course, a lot of folks know that tomorrow is Veterans Day, and one of my favorite veterans is on the news line. Good morning, sir. Thanks for calling in. Always glad to hear from Dr. Carl Jenkins, the great dentist in Watsontown.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning, Mark. How's everybody this morning?
Everybody's perfect. We know that you'll be offering free dentistry this week, so please fill us in about that.
Yeah, well, it's Veterans Day, and we can think of no better way to thank a veteran for their service than doing what we do and helping them smile. So on Friday, we're offering a day of free dentistry for veterans, and all the deserving veteran has to do is pick up the phone and call us at 7 a.m., and we will fill our day, as many appointments as we can cram in for the day, and those appointments go pretty quick at 7 a.m., so need to be on the phone right then at our number, 570-538-5005.
And tell us, why do you do this? I know as a nation, we really try to grow in our ability to honor veterans, but all the way down to the local dentist's office, explain why this is part of your, you know, this is part of your mission.
Yeah, well, yeah, as you mentioned, I'm a veteran myself, but and I've got a daughter serving in the Air Force and a son-in-law serving in the Army, so it's near and dear to our heart. You know, a friend asked me about this 7 years ago. Said, you know, have you ever thought about doing this? He's a retired Marine Corps colonel, and I said, you know, that's a great idea. And so we just grabbed a hold of this idea and started 7 years ago, and you know, keep bringing it back every year.
All right. Well, I will see you later today. So that's just coincidence.
Good.
But thank you for all you're doing for veterans, and thank you for just your efforts, and thank you for your service as well. So we appreciate
thank
that.
You. And thanks for getting the word out. If people just spread the word, and you know, my office Facebook page will have some information later today. And you know, just remember the number, and no calls, please, till Friday morning, 7 a.m. And they go quick. And, you know, we have a new phone system, so I can't put it off the hook. So if they call and it goes to voicemail, they need to know to hang up and just call back. So
oh, okay. All right.
Appreciate you getting the word out.
And what's that phone number again? Go right ahead.
570-538-5005.
All right, super. Thanks for keeping in touch. We'll see you soon, and we'll talk to you in the months ahead, I'm sure. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mark. Bye-bye.
That is Dr. Carl Jenkins, Smiles by Jenkins, up in Watsontown. I'm unfortunately not going to see him for another 2 or 3 hours. It's just a strange coincidence here. But anyway, okay. Wrapping up news headlines, the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol issued a new batch of subpoenas Tuesday to 10 additional allies of former President Trump, including his former senior advisor, Stephen Miller, body man, Nicholas Luna, and White House Press Secretary, Kayleigh McEnany. The subpoenas show the committee is delving deeper into the actions of Mr. Trump leading up to the January 6th attack. And let's see. Oh, Joe, we always read these. This has to do with the Holocaust. The Starbucks CEO is getting heat all over the internet. He recently visited Buffalo to try to discourage employees there from forming a union. He talked about a story he heard from a rabbi about Jewish prisoners at concentration camps. He says Nazis would hand blankets to some Jews, but then most, he said, would choose to share the blanket with five others. Schultz says Starbucks tries to do the same thing and, quote, share the blanket, unquote. Not surprisingly, comparing Starbucks' business model to Holocaust didn't resonate well with many people online. What's his name? Oh, it's not in here.
So going to Starbucks is roughly the equivalent of being in a concentration camp? Is that what you're saying?
No, if you work there, not going there. Anybody can go there. It's if you work there, you're being so tortured badly. Fortunately, a few of you will be handed blankets. All right, Joe, let's clear the screen. Now's your opportunity.
All right, but we invite your calls at 1-800-795-9565. Dennis Laskowski says, yesterday's Dan's figures and facts were off. 600 people were being held prisoner, but all but 71 did make bail and have lawyers. There are 71 being held for behaviors that are considered assaultive and dangerous. Conditions for them seem harsh for an American jail. Eric's comments need some correction. The five people who died on January 6th were all Trump supporters. As Ms. Babbitt was shot in cold blood, she was no more of a threat than any other person entering the Capitol. No, Eric, Trump was not 300 yards away. If you know D.C., he was over a mile away from the Capitol, and with that crowd, it would have been taken anyone who was in front of him 25 minutes or more to reach the Capitol. Okay, that's signed by Dennis.
Okay.
And then another emailer says, I think Trump should not have asked his followers to do a peaceful march because, knowing people, they get carried away with craziness and do crazy things. That's what happened here. Besides, they don't say Antifa was there, and how the heck did they get involved? Very suspicious. That's probably in the videos the government won't declassify and make available for viewing. Donald Trump just basically shot himself in the foot by dreaming up and encouraging such behavior as a peaceful march. I feel he should be 100% exonerated from the charges. This fake committee is headstrong to place solely on him, but he made their job of destroying him and his reputation so much easier by encouraging his followers, especially when it would have been unknown how they would have carried out this peaceful protest. Some may have been drinking along the way, who knows, but their reaction to marching certainly got out of hand.
All right. Well, that seems true. Yeah, I think that's a true statement. I mean, the part about Donald Trump shooting himself in the foot, that is it. I mean, he has been his own worst enemy all along. The way that he dealt with the pandemic was often viewed as, being uncaring as the number of deaths piled up. And, of course, but then on the other hand, he would push the vaccine. So, it's certainly an enigma. But, of course, he shot himself in the foot.
Risk of being called a rhino. I think President Trump should not be opposing the release of the materials to the select committee. Hmm. If there is nothing there, there's nothing there. If there is something there, then we need the American people have a right to know whether or not our president at the time was actually encouraging an insurrection. I don't think he was. I think he started something in motion that got out of hand. I don't think it was his fault that it got out of hand, but I don't think he did enough to bring it to an end once he realized it was out of hand.
Well, and that's going to be a little bit clear, but honestly, this is not worth the money in my view, because it's not going to lead to criminal charges. practice. You know, I mean, he might be civilly liable if you want to consider that, but he certainly has immunity as president. But I just think
no, he doesn't. Rao, he's not the president.
No, but if he was then, doesn't that carry through with
well,
actions you took while?
Did you hear the opinion of the court or the judge who issued the temporary or issued the order to release the material?
Mm-hmm.
She said the president is not a king and Donald Trump is not the president.
Okay. So he no longer has. Well,
she's saying that the precedent is pretty well established that once he's out of office, the current president makes the decision about what is classified or declassified.
All right. All right. 1-800-795-9565. If you'd like to talk about this particular topic, feel free to give us a buzz. One more email, and that clears the slate.
Okay. Dick says, Fred Keller and Representative Muser represent one quarter of the state in size, not just the River Valley. They have to be responsible, I guess, to a bigger area than you seem to be talking. Just perhaps someone outside our valley in their area will need the funding. It also includes things like river mitigation projects, you know, flooding.
Says Dick. Okay. Yeah, I think, it would be almost impossible for no part of those two sprawling districts to get no dimes of this. I think Joe refers to Snyder Union or Thummel and Montour getting no dimes.
Well, I admitted that I was wrong. Well, PennDOT's getting, the state of Pennsylvania is getting this money. Not, I said I don't think we're going to see a cent of it in our area.
No, you said we aren't going to. You didn't say, oh, I don't think maybe we're not going to. You said we are not going to get a
and
dime
I, didn't
of this.
I, did you hear me? I know those beans are stuck in your ears, but,
yeah, but
I said
still
I was
not willing,
wrong.
Right, but you're still completely uninformed on this. You have no idea whether
and
any
you
dimes
do?
Are coming.
Well, please enlighten me.
Well,
oh, wise one.
We
I
know
wish
that
to
a
know.
Lot of the initiatives in the infrastructure bill. Now, the social spending bill is another topic. Money's going to pour into issues and solutions.
There's
in
a lot
area.
Of social spending in this one. I read to you the list the
right,
other day of
right.
things that are
so,
not
yeah,
exactly
definitely
transportation
will be money
related.
In our area. I'm not going to go through the bill and so I can have the sole purpose of correcting you. And we know that Congressman Keller will be smart enough to make sure that he makes sure that some of those checks come our way and tries to grease the
well,
skids.
Now, if you
the
remember,
least
our
do.
Friend Dick yesterday was saying that Fred Keller had nothing to do with it. He voted against it. And
well,
he shouldn't get any
matter.
Credit for anything that
well,
comes
he doesn't
here.
Get credit for passing it, but he will have to do his job. You think he'll do his job enough to make sure that he keeps an eye out for funding
well, did
that
you hear
could
Senator
assist
Gorder,
our area.
Did you hear Senator Gorder yesterday? The money is going directly to PennDOT. The legislature
right.
is not going to have a finger on it, according to the senator.
Okay.
So that means Fred
well,
Keller isn't going to have an opportunity to get any of this money to anybody.
No, Joe, you're conflating two different things. One is transportation funding that may go to PennDOT directly without any local input. And they,
okay.
certainly PennDOT knows of the transportation needs in the valley, so they'll be able to address that. But it doesn't. All of the money isn't just for transportation. It's for broadband. Why would you give broadband money to PennDOT? It makes no sense.
Well, you wouldn't.
Obviously. So Congress people have influence. If Congressman Keller and Muser have absolutely no influence at all whatsoever, I'd be shocked. I mean, because they do get an opportunity to advocate
well,
for their areas.
Well, let me ask you a question. Did this bill was supposed to address needs. Am I right or am I wrong?
Oh, no, that is it.
Okay.
That's the infrastructure
If the
bill.
Needs were there, presumably they were identified before the bill was passed. Otherwise, how could you write a bill to address something
right.
that you don't know?
Yeah,
so and my argument is if they addressed the needs that they saw, then the bill reflects those and the money is already allocated where it's supposed to go.
Okay.
If, on the other hand, Congress just said, let's spend $1.7 trillion and we'll figure out where to spend it later, then I have a serious problem with that because it represents fiscal irresponsibility. On a magnificent scale.
Oh, my gosh. What he said, folks. All right, 1-800-795-9565.
You disagree?
It's impossible to disagree with that. All righty. Bob, we got to take the break, so stand by. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Sunbury Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive. And think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle's worth. The SMC Way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you, the other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, welcome back to WKOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. Is that right? Bob is next? Bob's next. Yeah,
Bob from William Sport, you're on the mark.
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't know how to start this, but the bottom line is 5 people died during the riot, not as a result of the riot, number one. The only person, actually there were 2 people that died in the riot. One was murdered by a Black Lives Matter Capitol cop, and the other lady was killed when the police pushed the mob on top of a woman and wouldn't let her get up, and she suffocated. Okay, that's 2 deaths as a direct result of your so-called riot, okay?
Okay.
Now, I guess my real agitation comes from Eric and your part-time liberal host that comes in there, Steve. The reason they're radically against Trump is because Trump started to weed out all the scum and worthless leeches that worked for the government, and they were part of that. So naturally, they would be upset because their livelihood is threatened.
Oh, brother.
Yeah, oh, brother. Isn't that true? And the other thing is about Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just tell me what radical deals does she do that upsets you so much?
Marjorie Taylor Greene, her crazy activities. Wasn't she spying on, like, looking through the mail slot at Ocasio, trying to pound on her door and stuff? I don't know. Let's Google it. I don't keep track of her.
No,
Marjorie Taylor Greene's
really don't know
most crazy things. I don't keep them top of the mind. Let's see. Her controversies are piling up, according to the New York Times.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the deal is that she's a businesswoman, has her own enterprise, and she's for the Americans. And of course, liberals would be against that, of course, because actually the liberals, most of them, just want to steal money from people to subsist without doing anything.
The worst thing about Marjorie Taylor Greene is that a lot of people agree with her. If you have one cray-cray in Congress, that's fine. But the fact a lot of people support her and believe in her theories and conspiracies and all this kind of thing, and support
what conspiracies?
Her... Oh, my gosh. Well, first of all, she's still a QAnon supporter. You know that, right? You're familiar with that?
And QAnon has what that isn't true?
Well, nothing. It's just the fact that, you know, she lists that as a credible political source.
Right? That's what irritates you guys.
Oh, I think QAnon's international. You don't have to be American to be in that group.
Well, I mean, they have advocated for some rather unusual things. I don't know whether they're true or not true, but, you know, they certainly seem bizarre.
Actually, she made one statement that agreed with QAnon, and now she's labeled a QAnon, okay? But Biden makes statements every day that are lies, but that's okay.
He's the president. That's his prerogative. That's her prerogative.
Yeah, he's the president. He dare lie, right?
No.
Well, no, he shouldn't, but either should she. I mean, it doesn't give him permission. If he says something that's untrue, people should flag him on it, which I think virtually every sentence he utters is scrutinized to the maximum amount allowed by law. But, you know, Marjorie Taylor... Anyway, whatever. Go ahead. What's the bottom line here? Let's move on.
Bottom line is that people like Eric lie. That's the bottom line. And people like you, Mark, okay, distort the facts. Just like you said, 5 people died in the riot. Five people did not die.
Okay, that's fine. We'll stipulate that the number you said
actually,
is 100% accurate.
I looked it up on the internet, and whether you believe Wikipedia or not, they say five people died either shortly before, during, or following the event. One was shot by Capitol Police, another died of a drug overdose, and three succumbed to natural causes. Many people were injured, including 138 police officers. Four officers who responded to the attack died by suicide within 7 months.
All right, we got you, Bob. Thank you so much, though.
Does that sound right, Bob?
And what's the number of cops that normally die from suicide each year?
Oh, it's a fairly substantial number.
Oh my gosh! Yeah.
Exactly. And how many notes or suicide notes were left by them suicide cops in Washington that blamed the riot?
They were going to kill themselves anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
But you know, going back to QAnon,
they believed that JFK
Jr. was going to resurface. Mm-hmm. Come back from the dead, and they believed that President Trump was going to be reinstated on whatever March 15th.
Right,
a couple times.
Yeah, a couple of those deadlines have passed.
Right.
All right, Joseph, thank you for waiting. Go right ahead.
No,
you're next.
Joe.
Yeah, not Joseph from Milton, I think. But anyhow,
the ambassador.
Yeah, I just appreciate the people that called in and were had motivation because of Eric's call that was off base, but I just want to say, you know, what a perspective or a citizen Eric is, because of one of the big things that he took away is that Republicans are now for prison reform, and that's his thing. He sees such an opposite that Republicans were never, or I'm assuming, or barely involved in prison reform. But Joe did point out that President Trump had done some things for prison reform, but everybody kind of covered, you know, what I was going to say. But there is an article in Law Enforcement today that states that I hope people know that the judge ordered a surprise inspection of this facility. It wasn't like, you know, the prep, you know, to get everything all in line. So the U.S. Marshals, when they did inspect it, they made the statement in the report that minimum standards of confinement prescribed by federal performance based didn't even meet the basic standards in this prison. So Eric's all like, oh, all giddy about, you know, he was all laughing about the facts that he put forward, and thought, I'm not saying he thought it was funny, but, you know, there's a Dan may have mentioned about the man with the broken arm that has a thumb that looks like it has gangrene and it's, you know, discolored and purple, but, you know, he's not getting any treatment. The guy was just released to get cancer treatment, and yes, I think he was an associate, but Eric and the rest of the leftists, or the progressives, I don't even know what to call them, have to stop calling this an insurrection, because there was not one person so far, and they won't be accused of insurrection. It's trespassing and parading, I guess, so far, the two main ones. But there's no way, and he just hangs on to the idea because it's detrimental to Trump and Trump supporters and people who, well, Republicans mainly, that he can hang on to this and just, you know, like push down on them,
okay,
on people. But, I don't know. But basically, I appreciate.
But Joe, here's what gets me with respect to this prison.
Hold on one second, Joe. Do you agree it was an attack on the U.S. Capitol? It wasn't an insurrection.
I don't agree it was an attack.
Not even that.
Because it wasn't organized like an army would organize. The FBI themselves said that it was loosely associated, like. And whatever that means, I can only try to imagine that some people
called somebody on their cell phone
at the time and said, you know, what are you doing over there? How's it going over there? I don't even know
the
details, and I wish I did, but go ahead, ask the question.
What,
no, I don't think it was an attack.
What
it
was it? What's the right word?
A rowdy riot.
And
let me say one thing that the FBI did put associates in that crowd to incite people to go in, and it wasn't exactly a groundswell of citizens. It was people that were placed there, And I think we know that, but the FBI won't release their names, or they won't. There's very little information about the people. And those kind of people, what I have to come to my own conclusion is that the FBI has something on them, and they direct them to say, you know, tell them, let's break down the window and let's push on here.
Okay, so, we got it, Joe. Okay, right, thank you.
Let me make my point. It's not an insurrection.
It's not an attack. It's a rowdy riot. That's right. what we're going to call it from now on.
Now, wait a second. Wait.
Go ahead, Joe.
We talked yesterday about this. Now, these 71 people, is it 71 or 61? They're supposedly 71. They're still in jail.
Somebody said 91, I believe.
I thought it was 71. Anyway. Okay. Their family, they must have families, they must have people in, and if they are being held incommunicado, there is a legal process called a writ of habeas corpus. If my family member were down there, I would be getting an attorney and getting a writ of habeas corpus and getting them before a judge where they could explain how they were being treated and what was happening to them, and the judge would decide whether they were going to be kept there or turned loose. There is a legal mechanism. You cannot just shut down the mechanics of our legal system. Unless you're at Guantanamo Bay, and these people aren't at Guantanamo Bay. They're in the United States. If we have immigrants who get all these rights and are going to get $460,000 because their families were separated, can you imagine that we aren't extending similar rights to people who are also charged in connection with a capital riot, rowdy riot?
All right, Joe, the caller, please. You got the last word.
Yeah, thanks. I did listen to Joe, and I heard that yesterday, and I'm not sure about the legality of that. More Cliff readers, though, but bring him on. But anyhow, Joe, please answer your own question. Why aren't these people? I'm not sure where to go on the Internet to find out, but these people are being denied rights, and the writ of habeas corpus has to mean something like about the body,
there,
and I know a little bit about it. But why? I mean, if you can help me out, I would appreciate why a massive amount of people aren't doing what you're instructing them or what their rights are. There has to be somebody holding them back, and it's not their own lawyers. They're not allowed to meet with lawyers on a regular basis.
Yeah, well,
they're not allowed to meet with their family on a regular basis. That much I've heard. I mean, it's sketchy. You have to listen to some type of news. I don't want to say Fox or Newsmax, but that actually cover this, because it's not getting covered anywhere else. And it's difficult for me to figure out why the statement you're making sounds true and is true on legal rights. Help me out and figure out why these people aren't doing something as simple as you're explaining it to be.
That's a good question. Someone has to go to court. You're saying they're being denied legal representation.
They would be going to court after 9 months of in court.
You're not catching my point. What I'm saying is, I don't think if they're being held incommunicado, if they're being denied certain of their rights, you know, I would think family members would say, hey, I wanted to see my cousin Bill, and they won't let me in, or my son, they won't let me in. And I would go to an attorney and say, what can I do? They won't let me see my son. And he would say, well, let's get a writ of habeas corpus, get it before a judge. You know, I think they're being mistreated. I think they're being harmed. That's the way the system works. And I don't know why the families of these people aren't doing it. If I couldn't communicate with a loved one who was in jail in this country, and I couldn't get an explanation of why I couldn't communicate with them, I'd be taking legal action. And if you can't afford it, you can get legal representation at many of these, at many places, actually, for free.
All right, Joe, we'll give you the last word.
Realize that you're putting forth a perfect path, and that nobody from the federal government's putting a stumbling block in front of these people. I agree with what you're saying, that that's the way it should be, but you can't have 70 or this amount of people when the Department of Corrections or the investigation said that it's below minimum standard. You think that the government would be wide, you know, make it easy for these people to say, this is what's happening to American citizens. That's what I don't like about Eric's call, is that he must be for prison reform. And here's American citizens, convicted or not, or accused, only accused so far, can't make bail. You can't make bail on a trespass.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, sorry. 20 minutes is plenty. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Al is next up. Good morning, sir. You're on the mark. Go right ahead.
Those people are in solitary confinement, and they can get out. They have to admit that
you know, they are political prisoners right now, because they can get out on bail, but they have to denounce President Trump and the big
lie. That's funny. I'm sorry.
Where the heck did you read that? Come on now.
You're laughing at me. Wait a minute. You're laughing at me. Right?
We're laughing at the claim you're making.
You can't denounce a president as a bail condition. I denounce President Trump and all his claims of the false election.
I apply for bail. All right. First denounce President Trump. I denounce him.
Okay. All right. I've already had this happen to me in this county. All right. And I was put under a gag order. I was charged with 5 of felonies. And put under a gag order, not to say anything.
That's different. A gag order is entirely different. A gag order is designed to prevent pretrial public.
There is suppression and terrorism going on, and they're political prisoners, and it's time people start waking up to it.
All right, we got you. Let's stipulate it's happening. What else, Al? Go ahead.
No, I don't buy that it's happening. I make no such stipulation.
And when I can see 60-some or 70-some people in solitary confinement for 9 months, never been to trial yet, and you hear stories, if they denounce the big lie and Trump, they can make bail. But these people are real patriots. These people are fighting for our freedom and our liberty, and it was an orchestrated deal that went on down there. They could have 10,000 troops there, but Nancy Pelosi denied it. It was all orchestrated, and now we have political prisoners, and there is tyranny going on in this country all around us, and we just got to wake up to it.
All
and
right.
You guys laugh about it, but it's not no laughing matter.
Noted. Thank you so much, Al. Appreciate the call.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. 1-800-795-9565.
Welcome. I believe there are a lot of problems in this country, but, you know, I don't believe you can subvert the justice system so completely and so thoroughly. And I have never heard of anywhere where it said, you denounce Donald Trump and you get out of jail. Where are these people who denounced him and got bail? Or, no, I'm sorry, these are patriots who won't denounce him. But surely there's somebody who denounced him in order to get bail.
There's no such thing as a denouncer clause in bail. I mean, you're not allowed to
go
certain places. No drugs, but no, you must denounce.
I can see a judge saying, well, you're here for bail, but first we'll have to denounce President Trump.
All right, so maybe Joe and I are uninformed. We don't know. We certainly know of the consistent reports that people are being held illegally. But honestly, I think the Post and New York Times and Fox News would be all over this. All right, 1-800-795-9565. Call us now. We'll be right back.
The mics aren't on. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Mark.
So you're saying that mics have to be on to go on?
Yes, and it makes it a lot easier. Otherwise, we have to yell really loudly.
You think after 30 years I'd know that, but...
Well, and I can't accuse you of being passive-aggressive because you didn't turn yours on either.
Exactly.
We have a couple of emails, but we invite your calls, 1-800-795-9565. Doug says, and we'll need to get rid of the thing that's blocking Doug, you guys continue to chuckle and roll your eyes at everyone who still questions the 2020 election. Ask yourself, is it any wonder so many people think the election may have been stolen? When Trump was elected, the left spent four years trying anything to get him out. It's absolutely proven that the Clinton campaign paid for the phony Russian collusion story. They spied on Trump's administration and made up anything they could on Trump to try and stir something up. Then on Election Day, when Trump had a big lead, all the major swing states suddenly stopped counting ballots in the middle of the night, and over the next couple of days, voila, Biden suddenly takes the lead. You can laugh and call it the big lie all you want, but the left's claim that it was the most sincere or secure election ever is what is highly and truly
but that's
laughable.
The way, that's the way ballots come in. The ones that you read electronically are counted per PDQ, and the ones that are mailed in and are provisional, they get opened later. So that's why leads change, because of the fact, and, you know, Senator Gordner talked about this, that it hardly seems ideal that it's done this way, but I'm sorry, Doug, that is the way it happens. Electronic votes that are cast in a computer get counted right away, and then the ones that have to be opened later or provisional ballots that have to be disputed, they get opened still farther. I'm sorry, the computer ones are right away, and the other ones get opened later. So that's why these numbers seem to suddenly, mysteriously stop in the middle of the night, because they don't work 24/7. So I would bone up on elections. I think you'll find it. And then, Doug, send us 10 examples. Same with Dennis. He's got another email. We know that there's at least a dozen things that were wrong with the 2020 elections that threw it in Biden's favor. Send us those things so that we can read them on the air. We'll read them on the air as long as they're succinct.
President Trump made all these claims about the election being stolen, and yet I haven't seen, and I've tried to look at it analytically. Believe me, as a Republican who thinks the Biden administration is one of the worst things that's happened to us in a long time,
worst administration
I would love
ever.
To have seen Donald Trump continue in office. Not personally, but his policies continue in office.
Policically.
Yes, his policically. Well, that's a new word. You got to made that up.
I got to write that down.
But seriously, I mean, if I would love to have seen that. And if you could show me concrete evidence, not just anecdotes, well, so-and-so in the third precinct of Podunk said somebody came in with a pile of ballots.
The numbers stopped counting in the middle of the night.
But, I mean, I just haven't seen any concrete proof. And where the Arizona, what'd they call that, the audit? Mm-hmm. Where was the uncovering of the great
No
lie?
Findings. Same. Well, Pennsylvania's audit. No findings.
Well, yeah, so, you know.
Except it keeps unraveling people who voted for President Trump illegally.
It's fun to think about it. I mean, the Democrats certainly made it seem like Hillary Clinton had the election stolen from her, and it wasn't stolen. Donald Trump was elected. And how many months did we go on with the election was stolen. Trump stole the election.
And you realize we still have to talk about the dossier?
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Stop the madness.
It is madness.
All right. Now
Molly, and this is from Dennis Laskowski. Dennis says, Molly Hemingway, who is considered to be a solid journalist by most, just released her book called Rigged, about the 2020 election. The excerpts I read seem pretty hard to refute. I realize many do not want to hear about the 2020 election, but many do and still feel their votes were in vain. I hope the book sheds some new light intelligently on this issue so the entire country can peacefully move forward and trust the next presidential election. I heard Molly Hemingway talk about her book Sunday on
Media Buzz. Yeah.
But, you know, I haven't read it yet, and I'd be interested in hearing a synopsis of what she alleges.
I wonder if there's...
Because she is a solid journalist. You don't think Molly Hemingway is a solid journalist?
I don't know. It's just all this Fox conservatism is overwhelming. It's hard to take sometimes. All right, 1-800-795-95.
She's a senior editor for The Federalist. I'm sure you don't like them either.
I think they're great. She's wonderful. He's wonderful. They're all great. We'll be right back.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way. The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Yeah, Molly Hemingway, Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections. And she's not just talking about this election, but talking about others. 448 pages, that's long even by your standards.
Yeah, that is.
From the author of the number one bestseller, Justice on Trial. Stunned by the turbulence of the 2020 election, millions of Americans are asking the forbidden question, what really happened? And she has exclusive interviews with campaign officials, reporters, Supreme Court justices, President Trump, and exposes the fraud and cynicism behind the Democrats' historic power grab.
And historic power grab.
I don't see if there's an audio version of this.
Oh, I thought you said you hadn't. I know.
I know that. I found the e-book, just the e-book,
oh, okay.
But not audio. All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. Here we go. Brace yourself, folks. Joe needs another minute.
1 minute.
Joe from Sunbury, you get 60 seconds.
All right. Thank you. I did want to ask, since you've talked a little bit about
the election there. Joe, wasn't there a controversy about the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court changing the way the election laws were?
Sure, there was.
Then that's not controversial or nothing.
Well, it's controversial.
It's not a crime, though. It's
but
not
it's
a crime.
It's not a crime. It was done out.
Not a crime.
Well, no.
That's not a, I mean, I thought the legislature had to vote, or, unless you take emergency powers. I guess you can make that out of that, but that's not really. I mean, I've listened to a couple of things, but I agree with one thing, that it's the worst administration ever. And to think that two Pennsylvanians, he just displaced James Buchanan. We'll never have another president from Pennsylvania in five lifetimes, because those two have really put a stain on Pennsylvania politics. It's terrible. But I did want to just say quickly, anybody interested in a bizarre film clip or a skit from Saturday Night Live, look at Goober the Clown, if you want to look at it. And it has to do with abortion. But that's really why I called.
Thanks for listening
to me.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate that.
Goober the Clown?
That's what he said.
Goober's a peanut, isn't it?
There is Audible. Amazon.com's Audible has the audiobook. 12 hours and 47 minutes.
Yikes.
Well, it probably has transcripts of interviews. She does that. She did that in her other book, where a lot of the book was actual transcriptions instead of, you know, just synopses or whatever.
I'm just finishing a rather lengthy book, and I'd like something shorter to read.
448 pages on the rigged election. Well, I think if we could get a synopsis of it, that would be helpful. I haven't seen that. You don't hear much about this book if it's full of credible stuff.
Well, isn't it just out? Is it just out, or when was it published?
Well, they talked about it Sunday. It's just out. Oh,
yes.
It isn't out yet. It's due to be released this Sunday.
All right, so there'll be a lot of stories about it probably then over the weekend.
All right. You get
on
the audio
at least book. Fox will probably, and then the other networks that are leaning to the right, if you will. So we'll find out. I'm sure there'll be excerpts of it.
Right.
The mainstream media won't report on it with the same breathless enthusiasm they report on Bob Woodward's books, but, you know, you never can tell.
Well, and because they think the election was 100% fair. And I think Joe just did a nice service when he talked about one rational influencer of the election, and that was the Democratic Wolf administration changing the election laws in such a manner that it favored mail-in ballots, which subsequently favored Democrats. So there's an actual thing that did not change votes, but made the playing field, changing the playing field, I guess, while you're playing on it. And I think that's unfair.
Well, what gets me is the fact that all of these changes were made to accommodate people legitimately during a pandemic. But now things are pretty much somewhat normal. So why is it that all of a sudden it's voter suppression to roll back things to the way they were before they were accommodated for the pandemic?
All of
a sudden we're saying, oh, this voter suppression.
Well, I think the rhetoric is that this is an opportunity for voter suppression, whether it actually is or is closer to what you're describing, simply the resumption of normal elections. That's, you know, we're going to have to dig farther into that.
Well, I mean, the whole concept of having absentee ballots is one thing, but now having anybody being able to vote by mail is an entirely different concept, and it has not been implemented before, except during the pandemic.
But it's a wonderful service. I love it.
Well, yeah, I guess it is, as long as the safeguards are there. You know, if we don't have the safeguards in place, then I've got a problem with it.
Well, Governor Wolf was talking about the fact, and this is, of course, only because he's sampling the political winds associated with this, that some form of a verifiable and available voter ID would be acceptable.
Well, I'm all for that.
So that will go a long way. Not a national ID. Not a national tattoo on your arm that says Dem, or what did we say, Rabbit, which is Republican.
Give everybody a number or a mark.
Blinded by Trump.
You have to have a mark to buy or sell.
And denounce Trump. This is WKOK Sunbury.